أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتول الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had commanded us that we should choose the friendship and get the friendship of Allah Ta'ala, His Rasul, and the righteous believing people. And in that, Allah explained the qualities of those righteous believing people, what their qualities are. Look for those qualities, then follow those people. That ayat, according to Mufassirin, was revealed with regard to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he had these qualities full in him. Others are of the opinion it was revealed with regard to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who faced also many difficulties and hardships in the time of his khilafat, but he had remained very firm and strong. And some refer it to some other sahaba, and ulama write that generally it is for all believers, all the believers who have those qualities. That is, they have got the wilayat of Allah, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul. And also, the iman is very strong, that their namazas and their zakat they give properly in a very humble way, and they offer that to Allah Ta'ala. Then now Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains in this ayat, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. اور جو کوئی دوست رکھتے ہیں اللہ کے اور اس کے رسول کو اور ایمان والوں کو, whoever now will choose the friendship, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, His Rasul, and those righteous believing people. So, and in this it is mentioned that difficulties and hardships will come in a person's life. Sometimes Muslims will be in the minority. Sometimes they will be ruled by other people, and those other people will make laws against them. But in all circumstances, whether they're in the minority or whether all the environment is against them, laws and of governments are against them, but they remain firm with Allah and His Rasul and the believing people. They don't waver in that. And that is a istiqamat. And this istiqamat is a very, very great ni'mat also. So whoever does that, Allahi humul ghalibun. To Allah ki jamaat, wahi sab par ghalib hai. Then remember that it is only the jamaat of Allah. Those who befriended Allah, His Rasul, and the righteous believing people, they are the only ones who eventually will be successful. Yeah, in this world also, and particularly the everlasting life of the Akhirat, only those people will be successful. Though they prefer to go through some difficulties and hardships here, but they remain firm. For them are all those ni'mats, the great ni'mats of Akhirat. So in here is great exhortation that we should remain firm on our friendship with Allah, His Rasul, and the righteous believing people. Halat and conditions and circumstances will come and change and go, but we must remain firm on our belief of Allah Ta'ala, with His Rasul, the sunnat of, and the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to keep the company of those believers who have been described, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ, who give their, make their namaz. They are not like the munafiqeen, but with shock, with raghbat, with love and passion, they perform their namaz, and in all humility they perform their namaz and give their zakat. So there is a beautiful prescription here in order to remain steadfast and gain the eternal success of the year after and in this world also. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with it, and may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of istiqamat and remaining firm on deen. وآخر دعوانا.